We're going to prepare our hearts now to do one of the most important things that we do as a body, that as we gather together, we're going to remember what Jesus did for us. Jesus said, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Jesus commanded us to do this. Do this to remember him. Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 says, "I received from the Lord also which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" I need to be reminded every day, every week, that I'm a sinner and Jesus died to take away my sin. The reason he was up on that cross was because that's what I deserve. And he took my place. He substituted himself. And that changes everything. That changes my attitude. That changes my heart. That changes the way I think. When I remember that I'm a sinner for whom Christ died. That his body was broken for me. His blood was poured out for me. That's what I deserved. Instead, he took it. He took my place so that he could offer me absolute, complete, total forgiveness. Wash away every sin I've ever committed so I can enjoy his presence now forever. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited to remember with us. As you take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice, we'll serve you that. Hold on to that. As you hold that in your hand, reflect. Look at it. So Jesus did this for me. His body, his real human body was broken for me. His real human blood was poured out on the cross for my sins. To wash me clean, to make me new. So as we remember together, just rejoice and enjoy the gift that God has given you. Let's thank him and pray. Father, thank you for sending your son to pay my price, to make me new, to make me clean, to make me whole. Jesus, thank you for gladly laying down your life for your enemies, for rebels against you, for those who had willfully transgressed your good laws. Thank you for bearing in your body the punishment that each of us deserves. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for stirring our hearts, opening our blind eyes, creating life in dead hearts so that we can see and believe and be rescued. All because of what Jesus did for us on that cross. We worship you, our triune God. We celebrate. We remember. We want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus, because you died, we can be truly alive because your body was broken. We can be made whole because your blood was poured out. We can be filled to overflowing. Thank you, Jesus. We remember you and we worship. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.